Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking Mandatory Cool with Bill Bullard. Back on that in just a moment.
Glenn Mulready is ready to be our next insurance commissioner. Glenn Mulready has spent 35 years in the insurance industry, working for Oklahoma families and businesses. He's ready with a plan to make insurance more affordable and more accessible for everyone. Glenn Mulready believes in getting the federal government out of the way, ending overregulation, tackling fraud, and giving more regulatory power to the states. Oklahomans want their government to be part of the solution, not the problem, and Glenn Mulready agrees. That's why Glenn Mulready's been endorsed by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And as a husband and father of three teenage sons, Glenn Mulready knows how important insurance is when raising a family. Glenn Mulready for Insurance Commissioner. He's qualified, he's experienced, and he's ready. On November 6th, vote Glenn Mulready for Insurance Commissioner. Visit glennmulready.com to learn more.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Glenn Mulready, 2018.
In a wide-ranging interview with Bill Bullard, Chief Executive Officer of the RCAF USA organization, had the chance to talk with him about mandatory country of origin labeling. He tells us his organization has always been in favor of mandatory country of origin labeling and believes that the cattle industry needs it more than ever today.
Absolutely. In 2002, Congress passed the COOL law in response to the growing tide of imported food products coming into the United States. Congress recognized that U.S. producers could not compete with this substitute product in the marketplace unless they could distinguish their own product. Well, the fact is that the meat packers are bringing this imported product into this country, the same meat packers that are buying our cattle, and it's to their benefit not to distinguish the product, because if they can source it cheaper and sell it for the same price as a U.S. product, their margins are increased. So we recognize that the meat packers will not voluntarily label country of origin beef because it's against their financial interests. So we need a mandatory program, because a cow-calf producer that sells a calf has no control over what the meat packer does with the resulting meat product. So we favor mandatory COOL and recognize that's the only way we will be able to aggressively compete in our own marketplace here in the United States.
So RCAF wants mandatory country of origin labeling, with the packers bearing a lot of the cost. But Bullard says they are not in favor of mandatory animal ID because that gives away valuable information to the packers and processors.
We've talked already about your desire to see a mandatory country of origin labeling. You do not want a mandatory animal ID, though.
Absolutely not, and primarily because of the profit opportunities lost to independent producers. If there are packers who are selling beef that they want this additional valuable information as to the specific origins of the animal and how it was produced, we want the packers to have to pay a premium for those cattle. But once there's a mandatory program, the packers are gifted this additional valuable information to go along with each calf that is sold, and the producer receives nothing. So this is a marketing issue. We fully support our members who are currently involved in animal identification tracing systems, but they do that because they're receiving a premium in the marketplace. But once there's a government mandate, either through the corporations who control the marketplace or by the government, those premiums evaporate and producers lose.
And Bill Bullard says that while a government-mandated animal ID program is unacceptable, something that the market is driving through premiums back to cattle producers is totally okay. In fact, it's happening, he says, right now.
You know, we've had some packers, mid-sized packers, that are catering to the European Union's no hormone program, for example, and they go out and pay a premium to our members, who then voluntarily deploy the electronic ear tags, the record-keeping systems, and they're paid a premium in the marketplace, and that's how the marketplace is supposed to work. If the retailers want specific standards, they should communicate that to the producers, and in our free market system of cattle production, we will have entrepreneurs that will step forward and take full advantage of that. But again, that will all go away under a mandatory program.
So RCAF's Bill Bullard says that mandatory country of origin labeling needs to be in place, and the packers and processors need to pay whatever it takes to get that done. But they should not have the right to have mandatory animal ID, because that would take away valuable information from cow-calf producers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Black Hereford Ranch's 14th annual Fall Cream of the Crop Bull and Bred Heifer Sale will be held Monday, October 29th at 1 p.m. live at the ranch in Crawford, Oklahoma, and can also be seen on Superior Livestock, Dish Satellite 232, and DirecTV Channel 603. 75 14 to 20 month old herd bull and AISI prospects, 10 2 to 4 year old proven herd bulls, and our top 40 spring bred heifers. For more information, contact Chris Black 580-309-0711, and you can check out the catalog at blackherfordranch.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.